Medford School Superintendent Pat Sullivan joins us to talk about a couple of things on the agenda for Thursday evening school board meeting, and one has to do with graduation. Tell us the story, Pat.
The story begins back in 2004, okay, because that's when the new law came into place that said that you can't start school before September 1st. All right, prior to that, you were able to get out of school pretty easily in May, and graduations were normally held a week before Memorial Day. Again, because you're starting school earlier. Well, once they started that September 1 start date, you can't start before that. That pushed graduations later. In 2004, Medford started having graduation on the Friday of Memorial Day. And so seniors since then have been, depending on how the calendar falls, they've been getting out of school many days before the rest of the students, the pre-K through 11th graders. And again, that varied. There were things that played into that. How many snow days did we make up after Memorial Day in the past? Seniors wouldn't have made those days up. And then when was the last scheduled day of school? If it was the Friday after Memorial Day, seniors missed 5 days of school. So if you add another 2 days for snow day makeups, they may have missed 7 1 year. Well, the board back in 2015, when the current junior class was in eighth grade, looked at that and really felt like that's not doing justice to our seniors. They're missing out on too many minutes of instruction because of this graduation date being on the Friday of Memorial Day. And they really value every minute that we can have kids in front of teachers. So they said back then in 2015 in August, they passed a motion that moved graduation date or day to the Friday before the last scheduled day of school. Now, generally, the last scheduled day of school is sometime during the first week of June. So that puts graduation a week after Memorial Day. The conflict we ran into with that new wording is that the state track meet is always held the week after Memorial Day, and that's in La Crosse. And if you held graduation on the Friday before the last scheduled day of school, and let's say the last scheduled day of school was the first week in June, it was a Wednesday, that meant graduation would be that Friday when the state track meet is going on in La Crosse. And normally we have, you know, sometimes as many as 5 or 6 seniors. Maybe there's a year there's just 1 or 2, but there's generally going to be seniors that qualify for the state tournament. And the board felt like those kids shouldn't have to choose between attending their graduation ceremony or competing in the state track meet. So they said on those situations, they'll have the graduation ceremony on the Sunday. So this not the Friday after Memorial Day, it'd be the Sunday, a week after Memorial Weekend. Parents and some of the students in the junior class and parents of kids in the junior class came to the board a month ago. And really, I believe their main goal is to get the board to change their mind on graduation date and just have it on the Friday, go back to the Friday of Memorial Day. That's what this started out with.
Now, I thought there was some talk about adding minutes to the day. What's the scenario there, Pat?
Well, yeah, I can tell you that has come up since the last board meeting. It is on the agenda to look at next year's calendar. Now, when the state passed this law that said you can't start before September 1st, that's how we've been operating, you know, since then, since about 2004. But now, I'm going to say 2 years ago, the state said you can get out of school as early as you want, as long as you meet a certain number of minutes. So they don't look at days, they look at minutes. And each level is different. Elementary has different minutes than the middle school, than the high school. So that's how we operate. We talk a lot about days, but really it comes down to minutes. How many minutes of instruction in a year? So there isn't going to be a discussion at the board level about adding enough minutes starting on the first day of school to make sure that everybody could be done with school on May 24th next year. That would be the Friday of Memorial Day. And that, by everyone, that's pre-K through 12th grade. If we were to do that, the board would have to consider then adding 21 minutes, roughly 21 minutes to the school day starting on the first day of school next year. And that would give us enough minutes to be done on the 24th. Now, if there's extra snow days to make up after that 24th, well, they wouldn't be for the seniors because we would have graduated them. It would just be for everybody else. So that'll all be on the discussion or on the agenda for this Thursday, and it should be interesting to see where we end up.
That's at 6 o'clock at the district office.
Yes.